We're about to talk about the ballet, the Royal New Zealand Ballet's new production. Music from The Ugly Duckling. Hans Christian Andersen, who wrote the original story, was a man who transformed his pain into art, as they say. He was born into poverty. He lost his father young and from age 11 had to work in a factory to support his mother. He was gawky. He was teased as a lad for having a high-pitched voice. He was neurotic, according to one of his biographers. He carried a rope ladder in his travelling suitcase to escape hotel fires. And yet, as we know, he wrote some of the great children's stories and he regarded The Ugly Duckling as autobiographical. He didn't have a happy life, and despite achieving great literary success and being embraced by high society, he always felt like an imposter. As part of Te Papa's free holiday, school holiday events, the Royal New Zealand Ballet is presenting free shows for school-aged children and their families. One of them tomorrow is The Ugly Duckling with an all-male cast. Ballet master Nick Schultz joins us. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Nice to talk to you. Is an all-male cast for The Ugly Duckling common? I know The Ugly Duckling can be a girl as well in ballet.
Yeah, so an all-male cast in ballet in general is unusual. Typically, we do productions like we are working on right now as well, Giselle, which is a woman-heavy performance, or things like Swan Lake, which focus a lot on the female perspective. So for taking on this role of Ugly Duckling and the issues that we wanted to arise, we thought that an all-male cast would be very powerful and also very beneficial to the audience in general.
It has a Kiwi sort of twist, I'm assuming.
Yes, of course. All the birds are birds that are here in New Zealand. Our ducklings and our ugly duck, which obviously turns into a swan. We have a rooster, two pukekos, we have a kia. So, you know, we tried to pull in and have that dynamic with birds that are recognizable here.
I bet the costumes are nice, are they?
Oh, they're fantastic. You know, it's a lot of fun. There's whimsy, but it's also, you know, it deals with some heavy issues.
Yes, which we'll get to, but it's also quite short for short attention spans.
Yeah, of course. So it's a 30-minute show, which is perfect for audiences of every age, especially young ones. I have two young children myself, so it's a great length for them.
Now, finding your flock in life, your dancers will know something about this.
Yeah, it is a very difficult world, especially for male dancers, because the issues of bullying, which is the big issue in the Ugly Duckling story itself, is something that they deal with and have dealt with on a daily basis since they chose to pursue this as their life. It helps the dancers now be able to tell that story to help the next generation kind of cope.
Yes, bullying, getting bullied. Before you find the swans, and of course some people don't find them, mm-hmm. The Ugly Duckling, though, is, well, it's always seemed both joyful and sad, but I'm assuming you accentuate the joy.
It does have a happy ending. And we have a wonderful narrator, Chris Lam-Sam, who worked alongside my wife, Laura Schultz, and I. And he very eloquently writes in his introduction that, you know, please sit back and relax and enjoy this show, which does happily have a happy ending.
Hans Christian Andersen and his own personal investment in The Ugly Duckling, that's probably covered in your production too.
Yes. In his introduction, he talks about when Hans Christian Andersen was asked if he would ever write an autobiography, he said, I already have. It's The Ugly Duckling. And I think that shows the struggles that a lot of people deal with. In his story, it's a lot harsher of a story, and we've brought in a bit of that light and joy back into it.
Royal New Zealand Ballet Master Nick Schultz is with us. What was your own life like trying to find your way into ballet and finding birds of a feather yourself?
Yeah, so I originally grew up in the United States and I come from a very arts family. So I was very fortunate to have a lot of family support, which young male dancers don't always have. But in school, it was very tough. You know, people bully and make fun of things that they don't understand. And a lot of boys don't understand that dance is a physical, hard art form as well as a demanding athletic activity.
You're training as hard as the ABs or the Black Caps, aren't you? Really?
Yeah, I mean, the company dances from 9:30 in the morning until 6 p.m. 5 days a week. They get an hour lunch break, and other than that, it is all day long in the studio. And we do that for, you know, 11 months out of the year. And when they're not working, if they have time off, they're at the gym or working out or doing Pilates or exercises or getting physio. It is a very difficult, strenuous thing. And I think even though when you see it on stage, it looks effortless and easy, it takes a lot of time and effort to get there.
As far as any negative attitudes go towards this kind of dance, with the amount of education in society now, Nick, and positive LGBTQ narratives and the preaching of tolerance, things have actually got better. What's your assessment?
Yeah, I would say overall, arching, that things are better. I think there's a lot more understanding and there's a lot more conversation, which is a good thing. We still see that intolerance rear its ugly head every so often in different situations. And unfortunately, that is something that we as a world are trying to change.
You have ballet for boys classes, don't you?
Yes, yes, in Christchurch, Auckland, and here in Wellington. And it is a great program. When I started here at the Royal New Zealand Ballet 4 years ago, we were very thrilled if we got double digits in attendance, you know, and now we're getting about 15 to 20 every time we do it. And it is a fantastic program. We have wonderful role models in the company of men who are strong and sensitive and wonderful leaders. And those boys are looking up to them. And we try to instill that in them and have fun and realize that as a group, they're stronger.
Yeah, well, you need to be physically strong. There's lifting.
Yeah, there is.
What's a good age to start?
Any age. Dance is inherently in us naturally. So whenever a child wants to have the opportunity, you should put them in. My training started at the age of 7. But that was just the age my mom decided to put me in. The discipline and regiment that it gives you is so important to daily life, even if you choose not to dance.
Monday's performance, I think, is sensory friendly. I think you say relaxed.
Yeah.
So tell us about this.
Yeah, so what we do is we take the volume levels down a little bit. We don't take the lights as dark in the audience. We make it a little bit more accepting to sensory. People that have sensory issues. We also have a chance after that for the dancers, the guys come out in their costumes and people can interact with them a little bit so that they have that touch, that feel, that close connection. It's a really lovely thing. And the dancers love getting to meet the audience, especially those with special needs. And it is a lovely, lovely event.
There's a performance with the book being read in Tereo, isn't there?
Yeah. So we're very fortunate that this time around we are doing two shows on Tuesday at 10:30 and 11:30, narrated in English. And then our 2 o'clock performance on Tuesday is going to be narrated in Te Reo Māori, which is fantastic. It's the first time that we as an organization have done that. And then our 3 o'clock show is also going to be narrated in English but have sign language.
How secure a career can dancing be? Because I know you can't dance forever, but can you map out a route reasonably easily, maybe like you have, that will keep you employed and that you can parlay into a longer career?
Yeah, I mean, definitely there are always avenues. It is a tough world because there are a lot of people that want to dance and there's not a million jobs out there. So, you know, getting into a company is difficult. And once you get into a company, hard work and diligence keep you in a company and keeping yourself healthy and strong, which is lovely. And I was fortunate to do that for 16 years. For me, my natural tendencies were to help other dancers and teach and coach. So that's what my wife and I did. And for us, that's our path. And, you know, who knows what will happen in the future for us, whether we stay in this kind of a role or we move down the line to a directorship somewhere. And some people choose to move on to something completely different and use the skills that they learn from dance to take to the next job they have.
Yeah, well, that kind of discipline and that application qualifies you for so much in life, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice to talk to you. All the best for the performances of The Ugly Duckling.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And just remember, everybody, that this is a show not just for little kids. It's for everybody of all ages. And the more we can get kids to come and see live performance art, the more I think it's going to expand their world.